Chapter 41. Is he not relentless when aroused? Who then dare stand before him? Whoever might vainly hope to do so need only see him to be overthrown. Who has assailed him and come off safe? Who, under all the heavens? I need hardly mention his limbs, his strength, and the fitness of his armor. Who can strip off his outer garment or penetrate his double corselet? Who can force open the doors of his mouth, close to his terrible teeth? Rows of scales are on his back, tightly sealed together. They are fitted each so close to the next that no space intervenes, so joined one to another that they hold fast and cannot be parted. When he sneezes, light flashes forth. His eyes are like those of the dawn. Out of his mouth go forth firebrands. Sparks of fire leap forth. From his nostrils issues steam, as from a seething pot or bowl. His breath sets coals afire. A flame pours from his mouth. Strength abides in his neck, and terror leaps before him. His heart is hard as stone, his flesh as the lower millstone. When he rises up, the mighty are afraid. The waves of the sea fall back. Should the sword reach him, it will not avail, nor will the spear, nor the dart, nor the javelin. He regards iron as straw, and bronze as rotten wood. The arrow will not put him to flight. Slingstones used against him are but straws. Clubs he esteems as splinters. He laughs at the crash of the spear. His belly is sharp as pottery fragments. He spreads like a threshing sledge upon the mire. He makes the depths boil like a pot. The sea he churns like perfume in a kettle. Behind him he leaves a shining path. You would think the deep had the hoary head of age. Upon the earth there is not his like. Intrepid he was made. All, however lofty, fear him. He is king over all proud beasts.